Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information.
My name is Larry King. I'm a Lincoln County Master Gardener, and it's my pleasure to host our show today. We've asked Tom Green to come back for a part two on greenhouses. So in the last episode, he told us about building a greenhouse and some of the things to be aware of, how to site it, how to get the good materials. And in particular, I liked him talking about really engineering it properly for the Pacific Northwest coast. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about using your greenhouse. So Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Larry. It's nice to be here.
So how do you use your greenhouse?
Well, I think really one of the first things to think about is exactly how much space you need and what you want to use it for. How much work do you really want to put in? I mean, that's certainly applied to building it. How hard do you want to work? But the same thing with what you do inside the greenhouse, because it could easily get out of control, I think. And I'm a pretty good example of that.
Oh.
I made some very rookie mistakes. That's fine. I mean, that's the way you learn, right? When I had the greenhouse completed and I got my seed catalogs, I was just so excited. You know, I just went nuts. I thought, I want to get seeds for everything that I like to eat.
Okay.
So I ended up buying, I think, 25 different kinds of seeds, 5 different kinds of tomatoes, probably 4 kinds of peppers, cucumbers, beans, peas. And so I bought seed mats to start them in the garage. I used grow lights in the garage and 2-inch pots to start my seeds in. And I put 4 or 5 seeds in each pot without reading the germination rate on the seed.
95%.
Yeah.
So you have 4 times as many plants.
Right. So instead of 4 or 5 kinds of tomatoes, I now have 100 little plants. So I started dividing them as they grew, cleared more space off my workbench. I started moving them out to the greenhouse. I actually put a space heater out there because I moved them out so early. It was, you know, it wasn't staying above 50, 55 or so that I wanted. And so I had way too many plants. So I thought, well, I'll grow these for the plant sale.
Oh, right.
But the fact that I started so early meant that my plants were much larger than could either be accommodated at the plant sale, or they were unusually large compared to what else was being sold. So I was at a class at the library that Kathy Block did on cloches.
Oh, yeah.
And they were asking some questions to Kathy about the size and the height. And he says, well, when I bought this 5-foot tomato at the plant sale last year, I needed more space. Several people turned around and looked at me like,
we know where those came
that
from.
That was one of yours. So timing is important.
Gotcha.
And then also the space considerations. What I ended up doing was I kept rotating plants out of the garage into the greenhouse and then potting them up each time, you know, I needed to. So when it got bigger, I put them in 4-inch pots and then gallon pots. The tomatoes I ended up putting in, I don't know, 25-gallon giant pots. And pretty soon I ran out of room because my tomatoes, mostly cherry tomatoes, but I grew a variety that's called a currant tomato. So it's one of those really tiny, about the size of a currant.
Or?
No, it's smaller than grape.
Oh, interesting.
It's a currant, and so it's about that big.
Huh.
And it ended up growing 12 feet tall in the greenhouse. They were all enormous. So there wasn't room in the greenhouse for all my tomatoes, so I ended up moving some out to the lanai, where I used stakes and wrapped them in plastic. So I made little cloches around those tomatoes. Those didn't do nearly as well. They ripened much later, the skin was tougher, and they just wasn't as good a way to do it. So I grew some very nice tomatoes in the greenhouse, mostly cherry tomatoes, one slicing tomato, which did really well. I had quite a few peppers did very nicely in the greenhouse. I took one of the dried peppers that I had that I bought at the store for to make a mole, and I took the seeds out, and I kept those seeds just for fun. They ended up germinating and grew the Marisol pepper, which is the guajillo, once it's dried. So that did really well. And the jalapenos were very prolific as well. So I had way too much in there, which was my big problem. So this year when I'm looking at the seed catalog, I'm going to make some tough choices.
Gotcha.
I'm certainly not going to start as many seeds because I can always do one or 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later.
Right.
Sort of a succession planting.
Yeah.
Which would have been a smart thing to do.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of the reason people get greenhouses is the idea of extending the growing season. Did you plant a second crop? Were you enjoying, I don't know, maybe lettuces and kales in the fall?
I actually put in one raised bed in the greenhouse underneath one of the shelves, so it didn't interfere with accessing plants I had on the shelves, but was down underneath, but still got a lot of sunlight. It still faced that south side. Mm-hmm. And so I had some very nice lettuces in there. The arugula did great. The microgreens did really, really well. I didn't do lettuces or kale. Since then, I've put in two raised beds at the front of the greenhouse. I had some extra space by the walkway that goes in there. So I've built raised beds and I'm planting lettuces and kale and spinach and things in there.
One of the things I think to keep in mind is because greenhouses get fairly warm during the summer, a lot of plants don't like that.
Right.
I mean, they might like it when they're getting started, you know, green beans, when it's a 90 degree greenhouse, they're not going to be happy.
Right. My beans didn't do in the greenhouse or the peas at all. They did better outside.
Gotcha.
When I finally moved them out there. So yeah, it was a very interesting experience this first year. I will start probably a little later. I probably will start my seeds at the end of January, but I'll do more successive plantings because, as you said, I had things ripening in October that were really nice. Some of my peppers didn't finish till the end of October, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we had tomatoes at Christmas that were
fresh in our
greenhouse. Yeah.
Wow.
I had some cherry tomatoes that they were just going to hang on until we got a frost. You really can extend the season that way. It's lovely.
That's a funny thing about growing in Oregon. Things outside often do way better than you ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having that longer season by using a greenhouse is a great way to do it. Did you top your plants? Did you prune them?
Now, that's a really good question. What was interesting is some of the determinate tomatoes in the greenhouse don't seem as determinate as you would imagine. You know, as a canner, I always like to put up tomatoes. So, of course, I grow aromas or different varieties of determinate ones. And the idea is, well, they're all supposed to come on at the same time.
Right.
You do your canning and then...
Right,
and
you're done.
And you're done. And, well, that wasn't true in the greenhouse. There were San Marzano was the particular kind. And I must have had those for 4 months.
Wow.
And they kept growing, not like an indeterminate. But they were 8 feet tall by the end of the season. So that is something to notice about greenhouses, too. When some of the seed packets say how big something's going to get, most likely they're talking about if you plant it outdoors.
Right.
And so with the extra heat and frost prevention, things like that, you can get some kind of really tall.
Yeah, well, I noticed that was especially true with my indeterminates. The cherry tomatoes, and like I said, those little currant tomatoes just grew to the top of the greenhouse. It's probably close to 15 feet. So I ended up having just to top some of them.
So I've done tomatoes now 2 years in our greenhouse. The first year, mine were exactly what you're describing. They were wanting to grow across the top and we were pruning them. And so I did a little research. And so I have them kind of like on fishing lines now.
Mm-hmm.
As they grow up, I prune off the lower leaves and carefully lower the stalk down. And it's growing on a string, I guess you would say, that has a reel at the top. And so I keep lowering them down so they don't have to prune the tops out.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Works pretty good. The only thing is, though, as with all things, you know, you got to be on top of it. So you want to pinch out a lot of extraneous side branches because you can't lower it if it's clinging on to right. other things. So right. it requires a little discipline. But that way I didn't have to cut the tops out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that brings up another really good point about the amount of time it takes to maintain your plants in a greenhouse. I mean, I was out there at least every day just for those reasons, to water, to prune things back, and to move things around and get things situated correctly.
Well, when you think about it, we're growing our own food. What is it they used to say about farmers, up at 6 and back to bed at midnight kind of thing?
Yeah.
Luckily, we're not trying to grow all of our food, most right. likely.
Yeah, some things probably don't take as much, you know, put them in the ground, leave them alone. But because of that heat, you know, paying attention to watering and fertilizing, you know, really makes a huge difference.
If you want to get elaborate, have systems that can help you with that, we do have a drip water system
in
our greenhouse. So,
okay.
So that has really helped, like with the tomatoes and with things that are pretty predictable.
Right.
I know I have my eye on this attachment to the drip system that will put fertilizer
inject
in too. Haven't gotten there yet, but you can help with some of those things anyway.
Yeah. That's great.
One question I had, do you have a regular maintenance cycle?
Well, all of the things I grew in the greenhouse were in pots. So once they were done, I just composted, you know, everything that was in those pots. And I've taken those out and I've sterilized the pots for use this year.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I didn't do was the one raised bed in the inside the greenhouse. I did empty that and take it out and adjust it for size when I put the floor in.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the inside's ready to go for this year.
Gotcha.
Bothered sterilizing anything inside. I didn't have any pests really to control for.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just sort of stored things out there now. Dozens of poles that I bought to stake things up with. And,
gotcha.
And all my pots are ready to go and got my soil in there. I'm in some of the greens.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't really gotten into the full year use of it yet.
Uh-huh.
Again, this is sort of new to me, but
gotcha.
You know, add on something new each year and learn something from your mistakes and try something new the next year. It's kind of what gardening is, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
And isn't that part of the pleasure?
Of course it is, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely.
It's been wonderful to talk to you about greenhouses.
You too, Larry. Thank you.
Let's talk seasonal gardening activities. We spoke previously about how now is a great time to deep clean sheds and other garden structures, so this week we'll zoom in on greenhouses. It's best to start by clearing everything out of the greenhouse before cleaning it, so if you have cold-sensitive plants, it's probably not the best time. You can clean out a greenhouse at any time of year, but you have to make your own judgment about when it's being used the least. You'll want to clean out the greenhouse on a day that isn't rainy as well. Clear out the greenhouse of any equipment or plants, and then sweep or shop vac out any debris, and then gently scrub down all the glass or plastic panels, shelving, joints, anywhere that dirt can get lodged, as well as cleaning out gutters if they're full of material from the fall. You can also disinfect your greenhouse to prevent issues with pathogens such as bacteria and viruses, and there's many different types of disinfectants on the market. Different types all have pros and cons, so you have to read all the packaging for safe use, as some may react with fertilizers or pesticides that you might use. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!